وسلم وبارك على مصطفى المبعد. حياكم الله يا الأخوة والأخوات مع درس جديد من دروس لاكان، دروس البرنامج المسمى لاكان هل كان دير برادرز اند سيسترز وذ نيو بروجرام او نيو ليسن او كلاس اوف ذا بروجرام كول لاكان. And today we are with Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Today we are with Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Al-Uluhiyya is it's taken from al-Ilah or Ilah, which is the one who is preserved to be worshipped. And Ilah is extracted from the noun, from the name of Allah, Allah, from the word Allah, which is the name, the greatest name of Allah. And it is an attribute, it is one of the attributes of Allah, Al-Uluhiyya, which is Al-Ilah, the Godhead. And for the teaching to implement Al-Uluhiyya, they got to the slaves got to have their hearts worship their Lord, and perfect him from all kind of defects, and freeing him from all associates and partners. So the slave got to believe in Allah, that He, Allah, is the only true God, who is to be worshipped, but no one else. And to worship Allah means to worship Him with what He subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory of the worships, just as, such as the prayers fasting, Hajj, and so on. The rules of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya or for Tawheed al-Uluhiyya are so huge in the Quran and in the Sunnah. As in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 21, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, wa'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Are you mankind? Worship your Lord, the one who created you and the people before you, so you may fear him. So you may gain piety. And also in the ayah number 36 in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. I worship Allah and avoid associating anything with him in worship. And as in Surah Al-Dariyat, ayah number 56, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and mankind not but to worship me alone. And as in Surah Al-Nahl, ayah number 36, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَيَجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent in every nation a messenger calling them to worship Allah and avoid all false deities. And as in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 25, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونِ. We have sent not before you but messengers, except that we tell them to call, to tell their people, that there is no one worthy of worship but me, meaning Allah. So worship me, meaning alone. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala warned against associating. And that's what he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah 72. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. Valid is who? Valid is he who worship, who associate anything with Allah in worship. For him Allah forbade the paradise, and there will be no place for him to dwell except the fire. And those oppressors and wrongdoers will have no supporters. And also in Surah Al-Isra, ayah 39, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ فَتُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَذْمُومًا مَلُومًا مَدْحُورًا مَلُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Have a partner along with Allah, so you may be thrown in the fire, blamed and looted. And as in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam Bukhari in his book As-Sahih, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh, أتدري ما حق الله على العباد وما حق العباد على الله؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال حق العباد على الله أن يعبدوه لا يشركوا به شيئا حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا، وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذب أن لا يعذبهم. Certain, do you know the right of Allah upon the slaves, creation? He, radiallahu anhu, said, Allah and His Messenger know best. So he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified that they should worship Allah with no partners, with no association. So Allah ta'ala will grant them the right that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing them with, which is to, which is not to have them punished. And in the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, when he صلى الله عليه وسلم directed Mu'adh to Yemen, he told him that you're going to approach people of this scripture, so let's begin calling them to, let's make your first thing to call them to is that they single out Allah and Lordship and Godhood as well. So if they understand that and implement it, then tell them that Allah Ta'ala made it obligatory upon them to pray for five times a day. And as in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is reported by Imam Bukhari as well, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من مات وهو يدعو من دون الله ندا دخل النار. Whosoever dies while worshipping or calling a partner or along with Allah, then he will enter the fire. And as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the 30th of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لقي الله لا يشرك به شيئا دخل الجنة ومن لقي يشرك به شيئا دخل النار. Whosoever meets Allah or stands before Allah on the day of resurrection with association, he will, with no association, he will then enter the Jannah, the paradise. And whomsoever stands before Allah in the day of resurrection with association, he will enter the fire. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk about importance of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and we're going to talk about more details of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya inshallah ta'ala, and forms of implementation and failure. أسمك والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any question for this subject, you please now raise your hand. Well then, inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you in the evening class. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.